Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, just in case you didn't know it, but you've probably been hearing about it, it is county fair time. And that means you could go to a county fair somewhere in the area in southwest Iowa, counties adjoining Cass County, or if you, depending on where you live, there's one in your area. Starting July 10, clear till the end of July. And then, you know, there's Iowa State Fair, and then there's the Guthrie County Fair after that. So why not think about going to a county fair? Why would you want to do that? Some people say, oh, there's nothing there of interest to me. It's going to be too hot. There's too much walking around. Well, you could find all kinds of reasons not to go. But a couple of reasons I think there is to go, in addition to seeing lots of things, it's a time to perhaps see some people you don't usually see and visit. Almost every county fair now has at least one building that has air conditioning. So if it's really hot, you can still find a place to cool off. And every fair that I've ever been to has some interesting, good food, much of it locally prepared, and served by friendly people. So there's a lot of those kinds of reasons just to go get out and see what's going on and see some people. But of course, in addition, that I'm particularly interested in is seeing all of the work done by the 4-H and FFA members. If you want to see some hardworking young people, creative young people, people who put in great effort, then you need to go to a county fair, because it's pretty unbelievable what these young people come up with. And now we're talking about, in many counties, there are exhibits by kindergartners through seniors in high school. There are all those young children who have opportunities to do some things, in the Clover Kids. And that kind of depends on the county. And there are opportunities just to see what the efforts are, get some great ideas, you know, see what's happening, kind of see what the young people are interested in and what they can come up with. So it's a great time to have some confidence in young people built up for you. Well, wanted to give you some dates of county fairs and run down those that are nearest to Atlantic, since that's where I'm talking from. And I'll be visiting a couple of those county fairs and doing some judging. I'll mention those as we go along also. So the first one that's in our area is July 10 to 14. That's over in Harlan, Shelby County Fair. And I will be doing some judging there. And it's, again, I just want to emphasize, you know, some days I go, why am I doing this? Well, when I sit down and visit with those young people, I know why I'm doing it, because it is so much fun and I always learn something new. So Shelby County in Harlan, that's July 10 to 14. And a lot of the fairs are kind of overlapping. In fact, some of them are about the same dates. So you can kind of choose one, or maybe you can go to two on different days. July 12 through 17 is the Adair County Fair in Greenfield, and they have no carnival, and that's true of several of the county fairs. If a carnival is really of interest to you, perhaps your children, your grandchildren, then you may want to check that out before you go. But so many other activities that people can get involved with. Same dates, July 12 through 17, is the Adams County Fair. That's in Corning, and I will get to do some judging there. That's always a fun one to go to. Again, they have no carnival. And just really overlapping there, July 16 through 21 is the Montgomery County Fair in Red Oak. And they have a number of buildings. This is true of all the fairs. You know, there's all of the livestock buildings. There may be a commercial building. There are what we call static exhibits. Not my favorite thing to call it, but, you know, the ones that don't have legs and fur, I guess, are the ones that are static exhibits that include all of the home ec, family consumer and sciences, plus lots of woodworking and perhaps some lots of photography. That's a very favorite project of many 4-H'ers. and you get a bird's eye view of what they're seeing. Really excellent photographs. Okay, so moving on, July 17 to 21 is the Audubon County Fair in Audubon. And I haven't checked with them this year yet, but one of the things they usually feature are little mini gardens that are kind of a contest among clubs or individuals around one of their buildings. So something that's unique. And that's true of all the county fairs. You know, there's some basics, but then every fair has its own personality and its own activities. So you kind of check that out from county fair to county fair. 18 to 21 is the Pottawatomie County Fair in Avoca. And of course, there are two fairs there, West Pot and West Fair, and the kind of East Pottawatomie County Fair in Avoca. West Fair, by the way, is about a week or so later. That's the 24 through 29. And of course, that's outside of Council Bluffs. In between there is the Cass County Fair, July 24 through 30. Most of the county fairs have a queen contest. Very few, and I'm right now can't name another county that has a king contest, which Cass County has. So it's always interesting to see which young people are brave enough to step up to that competition. And it's fun to be a part of that judging and hear them being interviewed. So check out the schedules. All of the schedules, if you've not seen those, many of them are online, or check with the local extension office in your county, and you can get usually that county fair schedule to see what's going on, what day. Again, another difference among the fairs is that many of them have open class exhibits done by adults, not 4-H or FFA members, but there are several that are just limited to 4-H and FFA members. So 24th through the 30th, that's Cass County, and then the 24th through the 29th, kind of same dates as the West Fair one in Council Bluffs. Then next up in August is the Iowa State Fair, August 8th through the 18th. Put that on your calendar if that's something you'd like to do. And the Iowa State Fair has a great website. Whatever you'd like to know, whether it's the history of the state fair or the day-to-day schedule, the cost of entertainment in the grandstand, the kind of entertainment that's free, all of the other kinds of things that are going on at the state fair is on the website. Great website to give you information there. And I guess if you don't have a computer, you don't use websites, hey, ask a friend, because there's lots of information out there. Again, that's August 8 through 18. The beginning is only 30 days away, a month away, and so that time goes by really quickly. And then, following that, August 29 to September 2 is the Guthrie County Fair and Guthrie Center. And I was just having a discussion with someone that said, you know, why do they do that? And what about the exhibits? What about those young people? Do they get to have exhibits at the state fair? Well, I think why, and I don't have all the history on it, but the Guthrie County Fair has always been over Labor Day. Often have some big entertainment, you know, a lot of reasons to go to the Guthrie County Fair. So Guthrie County has what I would call a county achievement show, where all of the 4-H members who would like to have their exhibits considered to be selected to go to state fair, that happens before the state fair. So they are selected and participate just like all of the other counties. Again, checking on state fair, I just found it interesting. The big entertainment that I would say, the names I kind of knew, and this isn't all of them, but Toby Keith, Zach Brown Band, Luke Bryant, Pentatonix, and Hootie and the Blowfish. That's just a few that names that I sort of recognize. And the cost varies a lot on which of those entertainers you might want to see. But again, you can get your tickets right online. So it's one of those things that if you have online accessibility, it's a great advantage. So, starting the 10th, you can attend a county fair clear through the end of the month of July, and then plan on the Iowa State Fair. Hope you will take some time to see what's going on at the county fairs. And until next time, here's something we should remember as we try out things, and something our youth need to remember as they are in competition. You can't control the outcome, but you can always control your effort and your attitude.